In this animation, we demonstrate the transfemoral approach to transcatheter aortic valve replacement, or TAVR, for severe symptomatic aortic stenosis. The procedure begins with percutaneous access of the common femoral artery under fluoroscopic and ultrasound guidance. After placement of an arterial sheath, a stiff guide wire is advanced retrograde across the aortic arch and into the left ventricular outflow tract. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, is a progressive condition that requires careful, long-term management. The 2025 GOLD guidelines emphasize early diagnosis, smoking cessation, and individualized therapy as the foundation of care. For patients with mild disease, a short-acting bronchodilator may be sufficient to relieve symptoms. As the condition progresses, long-acting bronchodilators, either beta agonists or antimuscarinics, are recommended to improve airflow and reduce the frequency of exacerbations. Welcome to this training module on preparing patients for ovarian stimulation in vitro fertilization. Proper patient education helps optimize treatment response and ensure accuracy at every step of the protocol. Ovarian stimulation typically begins on day 2 or 3 of the menstrual cycle. Patients will self-administer gonadotropins, such as FSH or a combination of FSH and LH. It's essential to reinforce the importance of administering injections at the same time each day to maintain hormonal consistency.